ask my music students what they listen to during exam time, it's often minimalist music, the works of Philip Glass, or perhaps reimagined, the Four Seasons arranged by Max Richter. As one of my grade 11 students once explained, within a few bars of the music, I know that there won't be any surprises. Slow-moving, repetitive harmonies often feature in minimalist works, and today I've chosen a piece of music that has a distinctly minimalist feel about it, even though it was written some 400 years ago. It's the Toccata Arpeggiata by Giovanni Capsberger from his Libro Primo for Chitarroni, written in 1604. It's written with long note values, one chord a bar, requiring the player to arpeggiate the chords as they wish. The harmonies move slowly, but there are suspensions and dissonances that sometimes take one by surprise. The composer, Capsberger, was a virtuoso lute player who spent most of his life working in the papal circles in Rome, where he was described as the finest master of the lute and chitarroni. This was a time when the lute and the chitarroni, which is a long-necked lute, were instruments of choice for accompanying the voice. It was Capsberger who promoted the instruments as solo instruments in their own right. He worked alongside the composer Frescobaldi for some years, and this clearly influenced his toccatas. But this style of arpeggiated writing that you're going to hear today was widespread. It's also heard clearly in the famous C major prelude that opens Bach's 48 Preludes and Fugues. Here is the Serbian lutenist Darko Karadzic performing Capsberger's Toccata Arpeggiata on his chitarroni. Was Darko Karadzic performing the Toccata Arpeggiata by Capsberger. FMR.